Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, both Thugs and DJ Quick, Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center in San Jose. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com.
Where is Ja?
Patrick Willis, 8 o'clock. Don Bailey Jr. played on the first ever national championship team for the Miami Hurricanes. Now calls the games. He's out here in the Bay Area. We'll have him on at 8:30. And then Stats on Fire. Rob Guerrero will join us at 9:20. What a Friday. What a Friday. Shasky, Cardinals, Niners. You don't seem too worried this week.
Of course I'm worried. I mean, it's a divisional game, and it's Kyler Murray. Of course I'm worried. I don't care how banged up they are. This is a big one. I think this is a huge stretch for the 49ers. You know, you got the two games, this and Seattle on Thursday, so closely compacted. And I think that we're going to have a good feel after these two games. What kind of team we have? You know, what kind of resilience do we have? Who's in shape? Who's not? Where are we at physically? You know, we've had a lot of injuries early on in the season. Everyone has. There's really no excuses. And if you can handle business against the Cardinals, all right. You take a deep breath, and then it's a familiar foe that you've already seen, what, five times in the last 2 years? The Seattle Seahawks, even though they're obviously new with their new coordinators, new coach. I'm very interested to see how the Niners look, and I think just winning these games, stop talking about style points, not that you are, but fans out there, and just win. Just win these two games. You look up, you're 4-2, and everything feels different.
And it sets up a monster matchup against Kansas City, but we don't want to move too far ahead here. We don't know if Fred Warner's going to play. We have no idea if he's going to play on Sunday, and that could compromise this 49ers defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Sorensen, the defensive coordinator, hit the podium yesterday, and he was discussing how, you know, this could be a track meet. When you play against Kyler Murray, you got to put on your track shoes because he's going to run around, and he's going to try to make things happen. And you know, they're going to try to force feed Marvin Harrison Jr. this week. After what Gambo told us yesterday, John Gambadoro from 98.7 in Phoenix, that they went 28 minutes and 40 seconds without even throwing Marvin Harrison Jr. one football. I feel like he's going to get like five targets in the first quarter alone.
Mm. Well, he's not a burner per se.
Right.
Just a big, strong, physical, good route running wide receiver. I'm interested to see him too. You know, I haven't watched a whole lot of Cardinal football this year. I mean, from the red zone, from afar. So I am very interested to see what they look like. I just feel like with Kyler Murray, you have no idea what version you're going to get on a given day. He can be the explosive top five like talent guy. He can be the guy that just holds the ball forever, runs around, and airmails a bunch of stuff.
Mark Slareth joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Here's what he said about Kyler.
Kyler Murray is talented. Kyler Murray is explosive. Kyler Murray is all those things. Is he good right now? No. I think he's way too inconsistent. He is, like, here's my issue with a quarterback like that, like, versus Brock Purdy. Like, I have this rule I talk about all the time. I made it up, but in my mind, it's how offense needs to be run. I call it the 70-30 rule. And the 70-30 rule is 70% of the time I need my quarterback and I need my offense to be on schedule, right? I've got to be on schedule. Hey, 30% of the time when things break down, as they often do, then off schedule, I need a quarterback to make a play, okay? When you live in that world, in that realm, you'll survive that off schedule stuff. And every now and again, you'll make a big play, but you probably won't hurt yourself if you're in that kind of 70% we're on schedule. We're in second down and 6-minus. We're in third down and 2-minus. Like, when I'm living in that world, like, I can operate my offense.
Well, Slareth added more to that point there. Here's part two of that conversation with Willard and Dibbs.
Problem with guys that want to play off schedule all the time is they pass up profits to try to make bigger gains. And ultimately what happens is you pass up those profits, so you're not in great situations. You know, you're not in always third down and shorts. You're in a lot more third down and longs because you passed up the 5 or 6 yard gain, keep yourself on schedule. And then ultimately you get behind the chains and you get behind the game, and then you take chances that you shouldn't take. You throw one up in a team meeting, it gets picked off, and the next thing you know, you're on the wrong side of a 12-point deficit. And that happens far too often with Kyler. He just plays off schedule too much, in my opinion.
So he plays too off schedule too much, and you can't do that in the NFL. You got to play on schedule and know when to play off schedule. That's been an issue. But who will play linebacker for the 49ers if Fred Warner doesn't play, because then all of a sudden Kyler Murray's eyes are going to light up, and I bet you we see more quarterback draws, we see more quarterback runs, we see James Conner up the middle, and we've seen James Conner destroy the 49ers.
He's a guy I fear.
Turn your mic on. Turn your mic on.
He's a guy I fear.
I know you fear. He's an underrated.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Running back.
Why are you mad that I don't turn my mic on? I'm trying not to interrupt. I'm really working on this.
No, I'm trying to get better. Why are you getting sidetracked there?
It's okay. No, James Conner's an absolute monster.
Are you that worried about James Conner? You don't even know what to say?
No, just, you know.
Shasky's tongue-tied for the first time in his life?
Like, turn your mic on. I'm like, sometimes I'll just say yes, 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 so that it doesn't come over the air of me saying yes, 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 so you get the confirmation that I'm paying attention. And I was worried.
Oh, my God.
I like that breakdown there, though.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. Yeah.
You know?
You're one of a kind, man. You are one of a kind.
You just got to balance it. Like Brock Purdy balances scrambling and throwing ability. You got to balance turning the mic on and off.
Well, I was following that line.
We just need to keep going. It's all right.
There's times where I think he's finished. He's not finished. He's got another couple sentences.
How do you not know my cadence after 4 years?
Well, we never, six years, actually.
6 years.
Sometimes podcast. You're off script. It's the 70-30 rule.
I'm never off script. I'm always off script.
That's why he can't judge your cadence, because you're always off script.
Stop backing it. Just stop it. Just sell and just fire everybody. Yeah, just sell this damn station. Fire everybody. No, I'm kidding. Don't sell the station. Please don't get any ideas, Susan Larkin. Don't get any ideas, please. We live in California.
McBride scares me. James Conner scares me. I can't name two defensive players on Arizona that's healthy.
But they scare you?
What?
But they scare you?
No, I'm just saying, but that's also Gannon's side of the ball. So just because I don't know any of their players doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here and not say that they can't be good. I mean, we see this year in, year out, random teams. Anyone could beat anyone in the NFL. Well, so I'm not overlooking the Arizona Cardinals at all. And I don't know what you're going to get. They feel like a total, like a magic eight ball. Like you kind of shake it up and it's like, what am I going to get from the Cardinals? Well, could they drop 40? Could they score 10?
They are desperate. I mean, they need to win bad. Coming off of that shellacking last week against the Washington Commanders at home. They've just lost two straight home games to Detroit and Washington. And James Conner, man, he is a player. Him and Kyler in that backfield, it starts with that. You got to get pressure on Kyler, but also just shutting down the running game. You don't want them, because they ran for over 200 yards against the LA Rams, so we know they have it in them to run the football. They are trying to be more physical by running the football. Baldy mentioned that as well, and Gamble also mentioned that they're trying to be more physical defensively. Look, Ojulari's hurt for the year. We heard from Gamble yesterday. Zaven Collins, linebacker number 25, who we saw on the Hard Knocks a couple years ago. He's now in his third year. Not a bad player. And he should have Budda Baker in the back end. And we know Budda Baker can make a play or two.
I think the biggest thing, if you're a Niner fan, what has like troubled the Niners, it feels like forever.
Mobile quarterbacks.
And it's like setting the edge and being able to keep that guy in the pocket is just a problem. When it's a statue quarterback, it feels like we just tee off on those guys. You know, for the most part, the mobile quarterbacks crush us. And then you combine that with 95-degree heat. I when you're already a thin defensive line, I can already see a long, tired day. You want to talk about IVs. I mean, this team is just bring the IV machine right to the bench. What?
So you don't like my guarantee yesterday after the Niners win this game?
I don't like any guarantees at all. No.
I guarantee a big win on Sunday.
It's got a MW feel to it. Must win. Because of how treacherous the schedule is. What?
You guys always get on me about must win, get right games, trap games.
I said it feels like a must win. So
the Niners season is over if they don't win this
week. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, that's a must win.
That's like
but staying on schedule for winning the West, it's a must win. If you want to win the West.
No, they could lose this next week and beat the Seahawks, and they're right there.
But you'd have two divisions. Hear me out. You'd have two division losses. Like, those things are going to end up mattering. They're going to have to start stacking some of these NFC West wins.
Do you think much of those teams, though, like even if the Cardinals beat you, and then the Rams just lost to the Bears and it did not look good at all. Like, I don't think much of either of those teams. Like, the Niners can lose this week and still win the division. I feel great about that, actually.
It's like Lubman said during the four-game set the Giants had with the Diamondbacks. The Giants won the first three games. And it's like they're playing with house money. Lubman goes, this is a must-win. You got to win this game.
Well, let's play the other side of it, because I know you guys are very confident, and I get that.
I'm very arrogant. Let's say the
Niners do lose this game, right?
Oh, well, then Monday show set.
And then you got Seattle on a short week, and let's say you lose that one. Then you got the Chiefs coming up. It's like, oh, great, Mahomes. Like, oh, this could spiral. It could. You have to win this one. Like, this is one of those ones that you have to get. You have to bank these wins.
They do have to bake it. In all seriousness, they have to bake it. They have to bake this game in.
So maybe not Debo's MW, back. It's a BW. Bank the win, not must win. Is that better for you, Spadoni?
BTW.
Not BMW. Shout out Bavarian Motor Works.
Well, Bart Muni Walk. I used to say I'll take my BMW over there.
That's what we all said in the city. It's a city situation. Bart Muni Walk.
It makes me very uncomfortable. Of the most faceless teams in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals are right at the top. Like, in terms of, they just don't. I'm talking about, like, if I said to a fan,
no, I
got two tickets to a Cardinal game.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
That are the Titans. Yeah, that are the Titans.
They're very faceless.
And it wants me to sell the tickets, and I'm just like, I don't know if anybody's going to want to buy these. 92 degree heat, hot.
Well, your seats are in the shade, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to the press box. This is a press box game for me.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, part of the sell for your tickets is that you can get some prime shade real estate.
I love how you're selling his tickets.
I mean,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Those are facts. Those are facts, Lubman. You're right. We do have the shaded area, which makes it a lot better. But I'm thinking, now you got me thinking. Maybe I should be a little more worried. Maybe I'm a little too arrogant, because it feels like whenever we're arrogant, one of us on the show, like you were for the Minnesota game, I was trying to pump the brakes on that one. But the Niners are at home. They're at home. They take care of business at Levi's Stadium. They have the better quarterback on the field than Brock Purdy. They're the better wide receivers overall than the Arizona Cardinals. They're the better, well, James Conner's a hell of a running back, but Jordan Mason's running the ball hard. The Niners are not losing this game. Get all the IVs ready to roll for Trent if it is hot out there. But he's from East Texas. He's played in heat before. He grew up in heat. This is nothing. I think we're making too big of a deal of the heat about the heat. They practice in Santa Clara for crying out loud in training camp. You know how hot it is down there. We're always sweating in training camp.
For an hour at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hour and a half.
You know? I mean, the hottest part of the day is like 2 or 3 o'clock.
I understand.
Typically.
It's a big two-game stretch. There's no doubt about it. But I have the 49ers handling their business. But if Fred Warner does not play, my concern level does go up. Because the middle of that defense will suffer. With Trey McBride coming back at tight end, who's a very underrated tight end, came on the scene last year as a rookie. All of a sudden, you're leaning on Devondre Campbell, Flanagan Fowles, and the guy who's going to wear the green dot helmet, from what I hear, is Flanagan Fowles. He's going to wear the green dot helmet. So
that's not good.
I mean, who else is going to wear it if Fred Warner doesn't play?
I would put one of the rookies in it. I would put Bethune, or I would put...
you want him calling the defense in his first ever game?
Well, I've watched Dominic Flanagan Fowles play. He's a special teamer at best. Yeah. I mean, look, nice guy. You know, he's helped out. Like, you know, but come on. You know, in the words of Tony Soprano, you have no idea what it's like to be a number one. All right, and I'm talking to Dominic Flanagan Fowles.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're listening to this, Dominic Flanagan Fowles, and I hope you had the game of your life on Sunday.
Really quick, it's Demetrius Flanagan Fowles.
We both say Dominic.
It's yes. I've been letting this ride for too long. It's Demetrius Flanagan.
We both say Dominic Flanagan Fowles.
In the Doobie Awards.
Dude, oh no, it's been in the Doobie Awards since February.
Oh my gosh. Everything about it.
We're 15 so Dominic Flanagan Fowles.
Damn, that is so bad. I'm like embarrassed. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
It's a shame. It's embarrassing, really. It's just,
what made it say Dominic Flanagan Fowles?
I'm pretty sure Baldy's come on and talked about Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, too, with us.
That's so bad. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, I will never get your name wrong again. I hope you ball out. I hope you do wear that green dot helmet. I got a lot of faith in you, brother.
He's full of baloney.
There's no, I'm not baloney. I'm not full of baloney. That's Shasky's full of baloney. It's Dominic Flanagan. Oh, my. I'm just going to.
No, you talk. It's not Dominic. It's Demetrius.
Clean it up, Ante.
There's another name that you're going to have to associate yourself with, and I don't know.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com